Support for Kansas City Today comes from Grandma's Office Catering, delivering made-from-scratch hot meals and individual boxed lunches for fast distribution to offices, warehouses, and factories, even on nights and weekends. Details are at grandmascatering.com.
This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. Today is Friday, April 26th. Coming up, Kansas City's historic jazz scene hasn't always made room for the most out-there improvisers. Now, two noisy upstarts are out-hustling the establishment to create a space for themselves.
Our stuff is good. We're good players. We have some of the best musicians even doing improvised music, in my opinion, in Kansas City. And we have a right to be heard.
We'll meet the founders of the Extemporaneous Music and Arts Society. Plus, when Dustin Sheridan was born in 1975, there weren't many resources for people with Down syndrome. But as the decades passed, he's been able to find the tools and opportunities to help him live on his own.
When I feel home, it's like I really felt more comfortable than I have.
More about the places and people that feel like home for this Platte City resident. But first, some headlines. The Kansas City Council voted unanimously yesterday to renew a $71 million contract with the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority. Riders will still be able to catch the bus for free, at least for the next year. However, the legislation directs Kansas City Manager Brian Platt to review the costs and benefits of continuing zero fare versus what it calls functional free fare. But Councilmember Kevin O'Neill says no one really knows what functional free fare really means.
This will help us understand what that is so that when we are presented with it, we'll be able to make a decision.
Platt has 60 days to conduct the study. People who have their property taken by Kansas police will soon have a better chance at getting it back. Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has signed a new law that tightens rules on civil asset forfeiture.
The changes include raising the legal standard for forfeitures, speeding up the court process, and forcing the return of seized property faster. It also denies forfeiture in cases of lower-level crimes, like simple possession of drugs. Sam McRoberts of the Kansas Justice Institute says it was previously too easy for police to take property in cash from people, even if they are not charged with a crime.
We think this is a really good start to cut down on some of the more abusive forfeiture cases.
The bill received broad bipartisan support in the legislature. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation had opposed some proposals, but supported the final bill that became law.
Faculty and academic staff at the University of Kansas voted to form a new labor union yesterday. More than 85% of the vote was in favor. The group will represent approximately 1,500 professors, researchers, and librarians. The union pointed to wages, job security, and academic freedom as driving factors. Molecular biologist Burl Oakley says the vote is only the first step.
We hope that we will be able to begin negotiations with the university administration in the very near future.
A university spokesperson says administrators look forward to working with the union. We'll be back after this.
This podcast is looking for good deals on great food, but sometimes we need to grab a bite late at night. What are some of your favorite late-night happy hours in the KC Metro? Text us at 816-601-4777. That's 816-601-4777. Standard texting rates apply.
Two determined upstarts are building an idiosyncratic music scene from scratch in Kansas City. Bill Brownlee reports on the grit and guile that's altering the region's improvised music landscape.
Kansas City is rightly famous for its jazz history, yet the cutting edge of improvised music has long been excluded from the scene. Unlike in Chicago and St. Louis, Kansas City doesn't have an established infrastructure for experimental improvised music. But the young musicians Seth Davis and Evan Verplue are making Kansas City more hospitable to their music of choice. Here's Davis.
I'm from here. I love this city a lot. I'm going to put my flag down and try to be a part of something, making something happen here.
While it's a continuation of the innovations of Kansas City jazz icon Charlie Parker, the often abrasive attack favored by Davis and Verplue isn't suited to genteel jazz clubs.
this is underground music, and it always will be underground music.
That's for Plu. He and Davis banded together with like-minded musicians under the banner of the Extemporaneous Music and Art Society about 3 years ago.
A collective would be a way for people in the Kansas City community to know where to go to find improvised and experimental music. And in the history of underground music, whether it be punk rock or hip hop or anything, it's about people making their own spaces to play, promoting their own shows, and ultimately doing it themselves.
Davis and Verplu maintain day jobs, so they're not dependent on income from performances that often attract only a handful of adventurous listeners.
From the get-go, it was clear that this was never going to be music that was going to be presented in quote-unquote mainstream venues. And we don't expect that it ever will. We have to keep doing it ourselves, otherwise it won't happen.
Verplu acknowledges the limited appeal of difficult music.
So many of our heroes spent their careers toiling in obscurity and playing to rooms of 5 or 10 people. What we put into the performance is not going to change whether we're playing to an empty room or 100 people.
In spite of the barriers, the group records and performs frequently. In the past 3 years, members of the coalition have released dozens of albums and have presented about 200 avant-garde concerts in offbeat locations. The Kansas City musician Shante Clare attended a performance by the collective at the Punk Club Farewell in March. Claire recalls her first encounter with the collective on the sidewalk outside the Leeds nightclub.
Went to a house show and they were playing. I was like, what am I? This is amazing. I was just like, yes, that, you know, that they were here. And I mean, I was like, oh my God, yay, thank you. You know, so then I just started going on the shows.
Claire is now a regular collaborator with the group.
It's the only kind of music I want to ever play. I can stay in KC. You know what I mean? They're like, it's that level.
David Lord, the headliner at Farewell, is among the many touring musicians the collective brings to Kansas City.
Zeth is kind of the hub of the Midwest in a way. So I remember before and after, you know, when he started booking shows, and it's been quite a difference. At least now I know I can always play Kansas City. Before, it was kind of hit or miss.
Next, the collective will bring Rockalam Bob Moses to play at Charlotte Street Foundation. The veteran drummer has been at the vanguard of jazz for 50 years. It's the type of legacy Davis and Verplu hope to achieve one day.
Our stuff is good. We're good players. We have some of the best musicians even doing improvised music, in my opinion, in Kansas City. And we have a right to be heard and to play.
Davis and Verplu's confidence and persistence continues to make Kansas City an artistically richer and decidedly more spontaneous place. For KCOR 89.3, I'm Bill Brownlee.
Dustin Sheridan has created a home for himself by degrees. He has Down syndrome and has spent decades finding the right tools and opportunities to allow him to live independently. Now, he's formed a close-knit group of friends, looks forward to his job at McDonald's, and has his own living space in Platte City. Rosie Pasqualini of NPR's Next Generation Radio brings us the voices of Dustin and his mother, Nancy Sheridan.
When I feel homesick, I really felt more comfortable. I have. I'm Dustin. People call me Mr. D.
I'm Dustin's mom, Nancy. I live about 10 minutes away, so I can be here if I need to be. And I'm retired, a retired teacher. It was not in, you know, even my brain that he could ever live alone. He's had good places in the past, but now he's just kind of where he feels, where he wants to be.
It's a lot more comfortable. Since I had all green, I got new cabinets on top. So we're doing replacing the new cabinets.
I want to point out how far he's come and how much he couldn't have done it without the laws changing and people being involved and caring enough to set up services and work for nonprofits and things like that. Do you feel comfortable at the farmer's house?
Oh, yes.
Two women who had children with disabilities got together and decided that they're going to start this program to teach people how to work. So that's what we did. And he put peaches in cartons, and I made sure he had the right amount in, and just built from there.
I have a new friend, Zach. He's my best friend in the farm's house. He knows me, and we always talk together, and we sit there for lunch.
Whether they go on outings or sometimes they just stay there and watch movies and play games, he kind of goes deeper into things, and instead of just wanting another movie, he'll find out who made it and then ask me to get them on Amazon or get them from the library.
Bruce Christian, he's an icon. I'm pretty good in comedy.
Actually, about everybody who's worked with him has said he's the funniest person they've ever worked with. He does have a great sense of humor. And he's recently taken a class in stand-up comedy. He's been through a lot of jobs. Sometimes he wasn't the right fit. Sometimes the place just didn't, you know, wasn't right for him. But he's been in McDonald's the last 5 years working. He calls it the night shift. He works from 2 to 6, and he's very happy there.
I worked 4 days in a row, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Sunday. And I get paychecks Monday. Well, McDonald's also part of my family. I'm a family man, making a schedule for the family thing.
We love it.
Part of me is in my heart, because my heart is here, and my heart, my work, and most of all, my heart is my family, my mom, and my sister.
He was born in 1975, and at the time, the doctor told me that he was mongoloid, which you didn't even know what that was, thank goodness, but that's what they used to call Down syndrome. And he said that a lot of them at that time still were going into institutions. And he said that, you know, you can take him home, but, you know, don't expect much. I guess just seeing him make it into a home like this, do his own shopping, just being so independent. It's been such a long road to get here. Yes, for me, but for him and for the agencies that weren't even here in the beginning when he was born.
Man, I'm staying in a helmet now. It feels like home.
That was Dustin and Nancy Sheridan in a story reported by Rosie Pasqualini as part of the NPR Next Generation Radio Project. It's a one-week training boot camp that pairs emerging journalists with professional mentors. Learn more at kcur.org/nextgenradio. This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. This podcast is produced by Byron Love and KCUR Studios and edited by Madeline Fox and Gabe Rosenberg. To read Bill's story on the Extemporaneous Music and Arts Society and Rosie's story on Dustin Sheridan, visit kcur.org, where you can find more local news from Kansas City's NPR station. If you like our show and want to help us out, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on Monday.
You listen to Kansas City Today every day because we're your local, reliable news source. You take us seriously. But now it's time to have some fun. Join us at our annual benefit, Radioactive, on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumpin'. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.